funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
Muchachos.
Honesty, Señor Perez.
Sorry, Felix, there aren't any passengers for the Perez Toronto bus service this morning.
I'm not here for any passengers, Billy. I came to ask Stacy Jones something.
Can I help?
I don't think so, Billy. Listen, Felix, whatever it is that Jonesy can do, I can do 10 times better. Go ahead, ask me. Just go ahead, I dare you. Go ahead, ask me.
Okay, schemer. If you are free tonight, would you allow me the honor of escorting you to the dance in town tonight?
Sure, let's see what... Hey! What the heck? Come on now. You can get me to go to a dance with a 10-foot pole. Anyway, dancing is for girls.
Come on, Dan, you can help me in the workshop. Felix, we'll tell Stacy you were here.
Adios, Señor Perez.
Gracias, Billy. Adios, Dan. I hope she will go with me. Tonight we will do the rumba. And the samba, and the tango. With Stacy Jones at my side, we might even win a prize.
Prize?
It's a dance contest. There's all kinds of prizes, but the grand prize goes to the couple who dances best.
Grand prize?
I have to go, schemer. I have to pick up some passengers. Good. If you see Stacy Jones, would you please tell her that I'll be back later?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how big the trophy is.
Yeah.
I hope I can fit it in my bus.
Yeah.
Adios.
Yeah. Bon voyage. Wow. A big trophy. I bet that's going to be worth a few nickels. Hey, I can dance circles around Felix with my legs tied behind my back. All I got to do is learn how to dance. And how difficult can that be? All you got to do is move to the music. 1, 2, 3, 4. See, now we just gotta figure out who's gonna be my dance partner.
Lying down on the job again, schema?
Genius time. Pardon me. Excuse me, pardon me. Hey, Miss Jones, allow me to be some of my sisters, will you?
Very, very thoughtful of you, schema. I really don't need your help.
Have a nice day. Oh, Miss Jones, you are looking so Jonesian today. And those eyes, oh, the color of the left one matches almost perfectly with the color of the right one.
Well, they see well too, schemer. Oh. What do you want?
Well, I'm hoping that you will do yourself the honor of dancing with the elegant and suave moi.
Do you want to go to the dance contest with me?
Yeah, you lucky gal.
Oh, schemer, I didn't know that you knew how to dance.
Oh, sure. I mean, can a fish sing? Do birds swim? How could you doubt moi?
Oh, schemer, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Oh. So when did you learn how to dance?
Oh, about 2 minutes ago. Gee whiz, Jonesy, you got big feet there.
Oh, schemer. Actually, I was thinking of going to the dance with someone a little more experienced. Someone maybe I could learn something from. Maybe even win a trophy.
Hey, come on, Jonesy, I can dance. But, Miss Jones, I'm a very good dancer, and someday you are going to be begging me to dance, and maybe I just might dance with you. Can dance. Ooh. Takes a genius to fall down.
Mr. Conductor, don't tell anyone you saw me dancing.
I won't tell anyone. Cross my heart. But why won't I tell anyone?
Well, I don't want people to see me dancing because boys don't dance.
Oh, you're worried about breaking the rules. Well, you're going to have to follow the rules more closely from now on. No dancing. You're a boy. You know the rules.
I do?
Some rules are sensible, and some rules are silly. The same thing goes for no dancing in my book. On second thought, forget my book and take a look inside this magic bubble instead. You'll see somebody who breaks all the dancing rules. Feel like dancing, dance.
I want to, Mr. Conductor, but...
I'll show you a few steps.
You dance, Mr. Conductor?
Whenever I get the chance. Try this.
Like this?
Yeah! Kick, kick.
Whoa, good.
This is
good.
Fun.
Okay, come on, keep dancing. Good. Yeah.
Jaden, having fun?
Where'd you learn that?
Ballet school.
Where's the pink tutu? Did you leave it at home with your dolly?
Wasn't dancing. Sure you were dancing, Dan.
I had a rock in my shoe.
Oh, sure. Dan likes to dance. Dan likes to dance.
I don't like to dance. I hate dancing. I'm going to play baseball.
Or are you just going to the grand ball?
Okay, place left foot on one, place right foot on two. Hey, learning to dance is going to be a lot easier than I thought. All right, place left foot on five. No problem. Place right foot on three. What is this dance called? The pretzel or something? All right, this is a problem. And this is a solution.
Stacy, are you here? Skimmer.
Oh,
is Stacy Jones here?
No, she's not. Let me guess, though. You still trying to ask her to the dance?
I haven't even asked her yet. If I don't hurry, someone else will ask her first.
You got that? I mean, yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think that you need to buy her a present if you want her to get to go to the dance.
A present? Like flowers?
No, like a goose.
Goose?
Yeah, goose. Like a wild goose.
You think I should get Stacy Jones a wild goose?
Yeah.
But I think you better hurry up because she's going to be coming back here any second.
No, I think I'll wait and ask her to dance now.
Without the goose?
Maybe you're right. Thanks for the advice, Schemer.
Yeah.
You're a true friend.
Hey, thanks. See you now. See you now.
So pretty, Stacy. Well, I kept it on my dresser when I was a little girl.
Can I play with it?
Oh, honey, it's not working.
Oh, I don't mind.
All right. But listen, when you're finished, will you bring it into Billy's workshop? Because he said he might be able to fix it.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go out on the platform and greet all the passengers who are coming for the dance contest. See you later.
I think you need just one more rehearsal. We mustn't forget how important tonight is. The king and queen will be here to watch us dance at the grand ball. It will be the most glorious dance of our lives. The whole entire kingdom will be watching us.
Who are you talking to?
I wasn't talking.
You were so. You were talking to a doll. A doll!
I was not.
Then who were you talking to? Yourself?
No. No, you just don't understand.
Becky talks to toys. Becky talks to toys.
Keep the noise down, Kara. I'm having an interesting conversation.
You are? With who?
Myself.
You talk to yourself, Mr. Conductor?
I'm an excellent conversationalist, as it happens, although I do have a tendency to interrupt myself. You're doing it again. Sorry, what were you saying? I was telling you about the time Percy ran away. That's such an interesting story. I ought to tell it to Kara.
Please?
Well, I'll start at the beginning. Henry, James, and Gordon were miserable. They had been shut up for several days for being naughty and longed to be let out again. At last, Sir Topham had arrived. "I hope you are sorry," he said, "and that you understand that every job on the railway is important. We have a new tank engine called Percy, who helps pull coaches, and Thomas and Edward have worked the main line nicely. But I will let you out now if you promise to work hard." "Yes, sir," said the three engines. "We will." "That's good. But please remember that this no shunting nonsense must stop." Sir Topham Hatt then told Percy, Edward, and Thomas that they could go and play on the branch line for a few days. And they ran off happily to find Annie and Clarabel at the junction. The two coaches were very pleased to see Thomas again. Edward and Percy played with the freight cars. "Stop, stop, stop," screamed the cars as they were pushed into their proper sidings. But the two engines laughed and went on shunting till the cars were tidily arranged. Next, Edward took some empty cars to the quarry. Percy was left alone. He didn't mind that a bit. He liked watching trains and being cheeky to the other engines. "Hurry, hurry, hurry," he would call, and they got very cross. After a great deal of shunting, Percy was waiting for the signalman to set the switch so he could get back to the yard. Percy was being rather careless and not paying attention. Edward had warned Percy, "Be careful on the main line. Whistle to the signalman that you were there." But Percy didn't remember to whistle, and so the busy signalman forgot him. Percy waited and waited. The switch was still against him, so he couldn't move. Then he looked along the main line. "Beep, beep!" he whistled in horror, for rushing straight toward him was Gordon with the express. "Oh!" groaned Gordon. "Get out of my way!" Percy opened his eyes. Gordon had stopped with Percy's buffers just a few inches from his own. But Percy had begun to move. "I won't stay here. I'll run away," he puffed. He went straight through Edward's station and was so frightened that he ran right up Gordon's hill without stopping. Thank you. couldn't stop. He had no driver to shut off steam and apply the brakes. I want to stop! I want to stop! He puffed. The man in the signal box saw Percy was in trouble, so he kindly set the switch. Percy puffed wearily onto a nice empty siding, ending in a big bank of earth. He was too tired now to care where he went. I want to stop! I want to stop! I have stopped, he puffed thankfully. Never mind, Percy, said the workman as they dug him out. You shall have a drink and some coal, and then you'll feel better. Presently, Gordon arrived. Well done, Percy. You started so quickly that you stopped a nasty accident. I'm sorry I was cheeky, said Percy. You were clever to stop, replied Gordon. Then Gordon helped pull Percy out from the bank. The two engines are now good friends, but Percy is always most careful when he goes out on the main line. I enjoy that story. Me too.
Me too. Three, two.
Well, I think Percy ran away because Gordon shouted at him. That's right. His feelings were hurt. But then Gordon helped him, and they each apologized. After that, they were friends again. Wait a minute. You interrupted me. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. People run away when their feelings are hurt. Don't they, Kara?
Yes, and when you hurt someone's feelings, you're supposed to apologize.
Did you hear that? Yes, I did. And I'm sorry I interrupted you. Apology accepted.
You know what? I think I better go apologize to Dan and Becky.
I know I'm going to be the best dancer around. Who could possibly be a better dancer than Schemer? After all, I've got the shoes. I've got a pocket full of nickels. And I've got the suit. And I know I'm going to win that prize.
Wasn't for you, I wouldn't even know Stacy liked geese. I'm lucky to have a friend like you, Schemer.
You see that thing? It just bit me on the shoulder. Ow! Get that, put a muzzle on that thing. Youch!
Schemer, what? Are you going to the dance?
No, I'm not going to dance with you. Why do you keep asking me that?
The way you're dressed, I just thought, well, it doesn't matter. If you're not going, I can still ask Stacy Jones to be my dance partner.
You mean that if I was to go, you wouldn't be asking her?
I wouldn't go against a friend over a little thing like a dancing partner. I have to go, Schemer. I have a busload of dancers I have to drive into town.
Uh-huh.
Gracias, amigo.
Gracias. Bon voyage. That goose is a real turkey.
Well, don't you look like a cloudy day.
Did anyone ever tease you when you were a kid, Billy?
Oh, sure. Everybody gets teased, eh?
What did you do?
Well, I had one uncle that told me to stand my ground, and the other uncle told me to run, and I had a third uncle told me I should ask him to dance.
I don't get it.
Well, neither did I. But in a funny sort of way, he was right about the dancing part. You know, there's just... just something about dancing where people forget their differences. You know, it's kind of magical.
Magic? To dancing?
Yeah. Seems when you dance, you have something sort of special happens to you, you know? Just people seem to forget all their problems, you know? Just forget all their problems.
No, I'm better than a good dancer. I'm a fabulous dancer. I am a I'm a dancer.
I'll be the judge of that.
Hey, what do you know about dancing, you being a farmer?
A whole heap of plenty. Seeing as the farmer used to be a former dancing teacher. I used to have a studio of my own. Ginny's Studio of Dance and Manners.
You taught dancing?
Open up your green umbrella. It's raining four-leaf clovers all over you.
Huh?
Yes, sirree, you fortunate young man. Huh? Ginny's gonna teach you how to dance.
I pick you up for the dance.
Oh. You told me you weren't going to the dance contest, Schemer.
That's right. When Felix told me that you weren't going, I decided to go with him.
Well, don't that beat the stuffing out of a cabbage roll? The way Schemer's been practicing, I was sure I would have bet a nickel to a noodle that he was practicing for the contest.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Schemer. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's a break, Schemer.
Oh, Ginny, do you have room at your farm for my goose?
Sure, ducky. Come on.
You were right. She loves the goose.
Yeah, maybe the goose can fix the sign.
I guess you don't have a partner for the dance contest tonight, Schemer.
Yeah. Looks like I cooked my own goose.
Cheer up. You can still go to the dance and have fun.
I don't want to have fun, Dan. I want to win a prize.
I can show you a few dance steps I learned.
Yeah? Yeah, I can do that.
There he is. Hey, Dan, I'm sorry for laughing at you before.
Yeah, me too. Do you guys want to go to the dance?
Oh, yeah, sure, I want to.
You can come too, Schemer.
Yeah, why not? After all, I am the best dancer around, and I'm impeccably dressed.
The Perez Prontos Express for the dance contest is now leaving. All aboard!
I'll fix you later.
Hey,
I have this dance?
We had to leave the dance contest before you announced the winners, Jenny.
Well, as I always say, when the time is ripe, so is the parsley. So I'll give out the prizes now. Oh, listen up, everybody. Now, the first prize for the solo girls competition goes to Claudine. And the prize for the solo boys competition goes to the kid who can dance the legs off a mule, Dan. And the grand prize for the best couple goes to Stacy and Felix.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. But this trophy doesn't belong to me alone. I have to share it with a very special friend. If it wasn't for his good advice, Stacy would have never been my dance partner. Come up here, schemer.
Now, Felix. Don't go washing your dirty socks while it's still clean.
Let me touch it.
You don't have to share that with anyone. Now then, got a bump in your head or did you get hit by a lucky horseshoe?
Huh?
You won a prize of your very own, schemer.
I did.
Consolation prize for the dancer who gives the most effort with the least results.
Boy, oh boy, wait till my mommy hears about this.
Well, you got yourself something better than a trophy, schemer.
Better than a trophy? Nickels?
5 free dancing lessons from me.
Hot dog!
So, hitch up your britches, pull in your gut, and your first lesson starts now.
Reach for the speed. Reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining tide station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true. Your own imagination, waiting there.
Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.